baby.
Hi, honey.
There's a rockabilly party Saturday night.
You gonna be there?
I got my invite.
You gonna bring your records?
Will do.
I'll bring Perry.
I'll bring Ella. We'll be swinging, cause I'll be bringing that Frankie fella. Don't forget that new Fats Domino too. And the latest disc by Mr. Pat Boone. I'll bring Elvis,
a Moshuka.
I'll bring Andy.
And some new cuts by the crew cuts will come in handy. Ya-da-da-da-da-da-da! I can hardly wait to be with you when they dim the light at the Rockabilly Party Saturday night.
Don't forget Teresa and a big supply of Nat King Cole and that Mitchell guy.
And Dinah and Sarah and Georgia too. And especially for me, bring you. I'll bring Patty.
I'll bring Haley.
We'll bring Monty and Bella Fonte and Pearly Bay Bailey.
Takes two to tango.
By the way, put Johnny Ray on your list.
Boo-hoo-hoo.
Tab and Tommy and whomever I've missed. With you when they dim the light at the Rockabilly Party Saturday night. At the Rockabilly Party Saturday night.
Hi, my name is Steve Yu, and today I will be demonstrating on how to play a vinyl record. So first off, you need a setup in order to play vinyl, a turntable, an amplifier. Today I'll be demonstrating with this particular record, Transatlanticism by Death Cab for Cutie. So when handling the record, you want to treat it as a CD. You don't want to touch where the grooves are, but you want to handle it by the edges and the center of the vinyl record. Okay. So music is on both sides, so you want to grab it by the edges, place it on your turntable, start off with side A. And before you start playing it, in order to preserve the life of your record as well as the sound quality, you want to clean off the dust off the top. So in order to do that, you could purchase one of these little things called an anti-static record cleaner. So, and go ahead, turn on the turntable, press start to get it spinning, grab your anti-static record cleaner, start from the center, and slowly move out to the edges to grab all the dirt and dust out of the way. Alright, once we got that done, you want to lift up the tone arm. In some cases, there's clips on the tone arm, so you want to undo that first. Use a lever to lift the tone arm up. Grab the head of the tone arm, move it towards the edge of the vinyl, where there's a thicker black line. I don't know if you can see that if you zoom in closer. That line right there. And if you see that white line, you want to aim it just so that it's on the top of the edge. Okay, and you just want to slowly put the arm down. Okay, and that's pretty much all there is to it. So the vinyl will play until the needle runs all the way to the center, and once it finishes playing, the way you want to safely stop is to lift the tone arm again, nice and easy. Press stop, move your torn arm back into place, put the lever back down, lock it back into place, and turn off your turntable. That's pretty much it.
Round, round,
see her kicks. And three lonely chicks want something sweet with a beat. While crooners croon and swooners swoon, the turntable goes round, 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 round. And Bill kisses Mabel while the butter on the table goes spinning round and round.
Sure, you recognize this lovely melody as Stranger in Paradise. But did you know that the original theme is from the Polovetsin Dance No. 2 by Borodin? So many of the melodies of well-known popular songs were actually written by the great masters, like these familiar themes. Now, all of the best love melodies from the classics have been gathered by Vista Marketing into a big four-record collection. Yes, here are 120 of the greatest works of Strauss, Beethoven, Schubert, and many more, performed by Europe's finest musicians. It's a priceless introduction to the classics that will enrich every home. But there's a great deal more. You also get this special collection of piano masterpieces, 30 of the most beautiful melodies ever composed for the keyboard.
Yes, now you can get 150 of the world's greatest music masterpieces, all for only $12.98. This collection is also available on 8-track cartridges and cassettes for only $15.98.
Yes, here's a unique opportunity to own a complete library of the world's most beautiful music. Here's how to order yours.
Call 1-800-453-6100. 1-800-453-6100. Or save $4 in COD charges plus handling by mailing check or money order for $12.98 for the record albums or $15.98 for the 8-track or cassettes to the classics. Box. No. Radio City Station, New York, New York, 10101.
Get out old Dan's records. Get out old Dan's records. We will dance the whole night long. It's fun to play the old time songs. If old Dan could see us now, I know he'd be so proud. Bring out old Dan's records. Bring out old Dan's records. I remember my Aunt B, she danced with Dan till 2 or 3. If old Dan could see her now, I know he'd shout out loud. Dig out old Dan's records. Bring out old Dan's records. We're all here, we've all got dates. We'll dance all night to the 78s. If old out old Dan's records. Dig out old Dan's records. Back to 1935, the fox trot, jitterbug and jive. The old Dan can see us now, I know he'd be so proud. Get out old Dan's records. Bring out old Dan's records. High above the fireplace, there's a smile on old Dan's face. If old Dan could see us now, I know he'd be so proud. If old Dan was with us still, I know he'd come around.
That we all knew. we dance upon sad blue veil, or it would fall. How well I remember the free love it all. What did you do with your old 45s? They used to be such a part of our life. They got us rolling with those doo-wops and sighs. Came Mr. Lonely when you went away. I still cry inside each time that song plays. My love for you clearly survives, along with the memories and those 45s. What did you do with your old 45s? They used to be such a part of our lives. They've got us going with those new ups and sides. What did you do with your old 45s?
I hear records in my head everywhere that I go. I've got records in my head spinning out of control. They go round and around and again, round and around and again, round and around and oh yeah.
Just the sound of scratches.
I hear records in my head everywhere that I go.
sell a lot of records, and records cost a lot of money. But what good is spending a lot of money if your records don't sound good because of dust and static electricity? That's why I recommend to all our customers the new record vacuum by Ronco. It's so easy to use. Just insert any size record, 33 and a third, 45s, 78s. The new record vacuum automatically vacuums away all the microdust particles that distort sound and can damage your needle. It also eliminates static electricity buildup. The record vacuum by Ronco protects your records and gives you all the quality sound you paid for. It makes this sound like this. For the price of a couple of albums, protect your records and prevent damage to your needle. If you want the best possible sound from all your records, get the new record vacuum by Ronco. In fact, buy two or three. They really do make great Christmas gifts.
And they're only $14.88.
Now you can get every record ever recorded. Yes, in this one-time-only mixed bag special, every record ever recorded. From the same people who brought you hits of 51, 52, Hungarian love songs, songs that begin with the letter P, every possible combination. Every record ever recorded. We mean literally that. Every record ever recorded since recording began. We drive a truck to your house and deliver every single record ever recorded. You get classical. Ich habe genug, Cantata 82 by Bach.
Ich habe genug.
Johnny Cash, I walk the line. Lithuanian language records.
Sesu, yes. Sesu, yes. Sesu.
Chances are I want to know. Yes, every record ever recorded. Plus, if you act now, an ice crusher. How do you do? My name is Conrad Jarvis, and I've been dead for 6 years. But this record offer is so spectacular, I had to come back to tell you about it.
Seems like every friend of mine has got a tape player in their car. I just got an AM radio, and it don't pick up too far. So I went down to the store.
Doesn't play. Merle Haggard's full of creases. Golly, decided that if we wanted to be right in style, we'd better get one of these here Hail Columbia Happy Land talking machines. So I hitched up the old man, went over to Newbury Street and bought one. I just got it loaded into the hind end of my wagon when that clerk hollered after me and says, hey there, mister, you need some records to go with that machine. I says, hold your horses, son. No extras for me this trip. I may get some of them later. Get up there, Jeremiah. And I drove off and left him. Well, that evening, Mom and me thought we'd have a little music. So I wound the thing up and started a whirling. But it didn't make no sound. Not a sound. I put my ear down and listened all over it, but I couldn't hear a thing. Not a thing. Well, I was mad. And I went to the telephone and called up that clerk, and I says to him, say, young fella, that there Hail Columbia Happy Land talking singing machine of yours don't make no noise. How in Sam Hill do you make it go? Well, he sassed me right to my face and said if I hadn't been in such a darn hurry to go, he was going to tell me. He said I had to have some selections and some needles to make it work. Needles, I says, young man, you made a little mistake. I bought a singing machine, not a sewing machine. Well, he said it wouldn't sing, nor play, nor talk, nor nothing without needles. So I told him to send me a good lively tune and a needle and a spool of thread to sew it on with, and I'd try it again. Well, when we finally got it to going, it played a mighty good tune. I swam to man if it didn't swing along something like an old camp meeting tune we used to sing. The name of it was Hesitation Waltz. Well, we played it and played it for about a couple of weeks and got it most learned by heart. And one day George Macklin come in and says, Uncle Zed, why don't you play the other side of your tune? Well, I never thought of that, and he flopped that over on its back and played another tune, most good for Buster. That was called One Step, but by Jiminy Cricket, it sounded to me like a whole flight of stairs. Well, one day I was down to Bradford with a load of hogs, and I was getting my hair cut in the barber shop, when all of a sudden, I heard my Hesitation Waltz going. Well, I jumped up with that apron round my neck and shouted, somebody stole my tune. But the barber says, oh, sit down, I guess your tune will keep if you get your hair cut on it. Well, after I got all trimmed up, I listened all round, but it was soft, and I couldn't find it nowhere. But the most curious thing about it was, when I got home, there was my tune right on the machine where I left it. Talk about your mysteries. Well, Marais says probably they made two needles just alike by mistake, but I believe it was the spirit. Want to hear a tune?
The midnight shoot to fight the wreck was in the shadows round me neck. my wife stood smoking like a briar, with all the skips on her poor old lips, when the girl of boots up caught fire. I do love you, my orange girl, and Mandy on the mat. They ran down my pajamas, and I tried to save the cat. But take me to that funny show was blazing in the till, where can't you hear the steamer steamed away with steamboat Bill? Left, right, all the lights, the records, they were burning. And love me and the world is mine, drop on me nose, for old anxiety. My wife now was the rubber tire, for cowboy Joe got on her big toe, and they're gonna bounce up caught fire. Left, right, all the lights, the records, they were burning. And love me and the world is mine, drop on me nose, for old anxiety. My wife now wants the rubber tire, for cowboy Joe got on her big toe, and they're gonna bounce up caught fire.
My name is Mr. Phonograph, and I'm not so very old. My father, he's called Edison, and I'm worth my weight in gold. The folks, they just yell into my mouth, and now I'm saying what's true. For just speak to me, I'll speak it back, and you'll see I can talk like you. My name is Mr. Phonograph, and I'm not so very old. My father, he's called Edison, and I'm worth my weight in gold. My father, he's called Edison, and I'm worth my weight in gold. Accepted with goodly praise. Now silence is no longer golden, and words like truth shall not fail. And I sing to you as I make my bow, for Edison's phonograph hail. My name is Mr. Phonograph, and I'm not so very old. My father, he's called Edison, and I'm worth my weight in gold. My father, he's called Edison, and I'm worth my weight in gold.
I curse the day I bought that phonograph for you, my dear, for there are times I swear that it's alive. I chase at night the whispering from the music room so clear, but I'm marked with silent scorn when I arrive. I try to play Caruso, but the needle skips the groove, while Calypso and Ravel keep coming back. And there beside that damned machine, you lie and never move. I'm cuckolded by metal and shellac. It comes to me in dreams and it declares I'm Joan of Arc. You can burn me, but I've power from above. But I fear it's not a dream, and you'll be swallowed in its darkness. It will one day speak your words for you, my love. I tried to throw it out, but back again the trash men came. They were ashen white, like they'd seen Father Death. Cried aloud and spoke to them by name, so they returned it, ran and prayed under their breath. And every night I long to coax you from that phonograph, but it's drained the appetites I once fulfilled. Its gaping mouth, obscene green and white turns every tune to laughter, and its armored waves commence to have me killed. It comes to me in dreams and it declares I'm Joan of Arc. You can burn me, but I've power from above. I fear it's not a dream and you'll be swallowed in its darkness. It will one day speak your words for you, my you've gone deaf to every word that I could say. I'm reaching out the only way you'll hear. I beg into a microphone for you to turn my way. And with my voice on wax, my body disappears. So play me on your phonograph and swear that I'll be yours. Though your heart and voice can never more be one. Just drag that needle on me as I spin my loving course, dreaming only of your kiss. All the charms of yours I miss as I pop and as I hiss, spiraling into the abyss. Oh my God, it's come to this. We've been
big, beautiful, wonderful, incredible, super spectacular day. And your heart is humming with good times coming. And you've got that happy feeling things are going your way. All the bells are ringing and a little bird singing while he sits on your windowsill. Saying, yes, sirree, I can surely see you will plainly be most definitely a super spectacular day.
Until...
you go out for a spin and the sunroof caves in and the steering wheel shakes, so you slam on the brakes and the gears get all stuck as you sideswipe a truck and you run out of gas while you're trying to pass and you're stalled on the tracks and you try to relax, but a train's coming through and it's headed for you and you have a quick flash as your brakes to the crash. That is nuts, it's a super spectacular day.
Well, hi there, friends. Welcome once again to the Bit Slap. I'm KBC and we're in for a rough ride tonight. Tonight is turntable night and record night. We're going to try it again. This is the fourth time, and I'm guaranteeing it's probably going to be the last, because, baby, I'm bringing this thing in on fumes. So, anyway, let me tell you what we heard. We heard, let's see, you started off with Hugo and Luigi, the Rockabilly Party. Now, I always thought that was a Phil Spector thing, but it wasn't. Hugo Peretti and Luigi Creatore were both well-respected orchestra leaders, etc., in their day. So, there you go. How to play a vinyl record? Steve, you... speaks for itself. The turntable song was Deanna Durbin, who was actually more probably better known for her lung capacity than her singing. She did not sing too well, I don't think. Anyway, the phonograph song, our medley, that was Pearl Carr and her Canadians, or the Pearl Carr and the Canadians, not the Royal Canadians, okay? The late Gordon Lightfoot, late great man. I've been digging into his stuff, and I'm finding stuff like this. Old Dan's Records speaks for itself. What did you do with your 45s? Another one, Bobby Vinton from 1989. I didn't know he was still active then. I'm not sure if he's still alive now. I should have looked. I didn't. Okay, and then we heard from Weezer, and that was Records. The Tape Machine song was Michael Peace. Yeah, we've all been there, I guarantee it. Uncle Zed. Buys a graphophone, and I have to ask your forgiveness for this because I just played this song 2 weeks ago. I have really strict rules about repeats, but I didn't know I was going to do a record show in 2 weeks when I played this 2 weeks ago on the 78 show, so please forgive me. That was Charles Ross Taggart, and it won't happen again, okay? Really. When the Gramophone Store Caught Fire, that I have played before, but by different people. This was Stanley Kirkby from about 1915, the Sheet Music Singer. Yeah, there was actually sheet music to this, and this guy sang it. I should get his name because it's interesting stuff. The Song of Mr. Phonograph. How poetic is that, huh? Thou Shalt Not, after that, The Haunted Phonograph, and Mad Magazine, The Super Spectacular Day, number 8. There were 8 different versions, and they all were on spiral grooves. So this whole thing, well, you know what I'm talking about. Anyway, there were 8 of them on one record, and it's like, woo, could they do that? They did. Yes, they've done it before. Okay, so wind up your radios, folks, because we've got more stuff coming up. Like this right here.
Could you recall, perhaps, if this was the case, and also, perhaps, you could tell us a little of your first recording work?
Sure. I've been watching VU meters move now for about 10 years. I began at my parents' home in Madison, Tennessee, writing little songs and learning how to disregard other musicians. By that, I mean I am a self-taught overdubbist, where I can play every instrument and sing every voice part myself without relying upon another's lack of inspiration. You know, it's a well-kept secret that no one else in Nashville can really do a damn thing right. That's why I'm so big.
Records are so much fun. Records are so good to buy. Records are the way I choose to entertain myself. Records are neat, sounding unbeatable. Records look so good and yet they take so little space. Records are here, nothing there to erase. Records make a man into a world celebrity. Records are good, records are right for me.
Records are so much fun. Records are so good to die. Records are so much fun. Records are so good to die.
Hey. Hey, why is everybody watching TV? I got some records, people.
Yeah, play it like you're making a record. Now. Very good.
Records are so much fun. Records are so good at night, I tell ya.
Somebody put on an album.
Song. And I get a little group.
Yeah.
Then the band comes along. That's all. That's all. That's all. That's all. That's all I need to make a hit record. Then I met a man with a long cigar. I said, look here, man. I want to be a star. Listen to my beat. Listen to my song. Now dig the group. Ain't that pretty? Man, we can't go wrong. That's all. That's all. That's all. That's all. And that's all I needed to make a hit record. Well, he made me sign the paper for 20 years. But I didn't mind that paper, because the people cheered when they heard my beat. I get it, brother. When they heard my song. Yeah. When they dug the group. Gone, children. Well, it didn't take long. That's all, that's all, that's all I needed to make a hit record. Now I'm walking on air, I ain't got a care. Say, why don't you try the same thing too? I just get a little beat.
Come on and get it, brother. Get yourself a song. Yeah. Now dig the groove. Man, you can't go wrong. That's all I need. Let me make a hit of record.
In 1993, an overweight, non-singing, bleach-blonde young man moved to Nashville in search of a record deal. Here is his story. When I first stepped off of that Greyhound bus, a limousine flew by. It's kicking up dust, but heck, I didn't care. It's probably hauling Travis Tritt. I walked a few blocks, got a room at Shoney's, ate me some cheese whiz and a pack of bologna, and promised me a big steak dinner when I had my first hit. See, I got a cousin, and he's got a friend, he's got a buddy, and put an air conditioner in at a record company right in the heart of Music Row. And he got to talking with a security guard who'd been there a few weeks, met a bunch of the stars, said there's only a handful of people you need to know. There's Galani, Hendrix, Stegall, Stroud, Gallimore, Butler, Beckett, and Brown. Any one of them fellas could make you a millionaire. I figured next morning I'd call around and let them all know that I was in town, fresh off the stage from the Crow Springs County Fair. Well, I picked up the phone, started down the list. Some were in meetings and others I just missed. That was Monday morning. Here it is, Thursday night. I sat by the phone waiting for their call, watching old reruns of a Jerry Springer brawl. This old hillbilly's finally starting to see the light. Well, I'm never gonna get a record deal. I got Janet Reno sex appeal, and my booty just won't shake like Billy Ray Cyrus. But maybe I'll have my day in the sun if the record execs go deaf and dumb and all the big stars come down with laryngitis. I started picking out in front of them tourist places, went to Douglas Corner, did a few showcases, and tried to get in at a she-daisy listening party. Thought I might meet somebody that had a little tire, hanging around at South Street's happy hour. Even gave a cassette to a guy who once was a roadie for Marty Robbins, that is. So I made up my mind to do one big show. My Uncle Orville said he'd put up the dough, hoping I'd be beside Minnie Pearl in the Hall of Fame. Sent out fancy invites to 12th and Porter with a demo tape on a cheap recorder, hoping they'd all show up, but nobody came. I'm never gonna get a record deal. Can't sing or break off like Benny Gill. And my midriff ain't shake nothing like Shania's. The only way I'll get on the radio is calling in on the morning show. Or every singer in Nashville comes down with a virus, kind of like Streptococci or something. Now I was watching Oprah when the call came in. Sony Porcupine Records wants to see me attend. Can't hear a hit without a needle, that's their motto. So I called my lawyers, Bilkman and Steele, and said, boys, I'm about to get me a record deal. You thought Ed McMahon had told me I'd won the lotto. I went down early in my Wrangler jeans, big rodeo buckle and my hat all clean, and I waited over an hour just to be ushered in. And there he was behind that big old desk, the man who controlled the button of Nashville success, and the way his dress wasn't a lick of country in him. He had a starched white shirt and an Armani suit, them Italian slippers, shorts, hat, wooden boots, and you'd think that phone receiver was hung on his ear. He booked a lunch, a haircut, to have his nails done, a car wax appointment, and a 10K run. I don't even think he noticed I was there. But then he looked at me and said, please, T. Judd, I didn't just fall off a turnip truck. I know it when I see talent and I see looks. You're gonna be big, bigger than big. You'll sell more records than the Dixie Chicks, and you'll make them all forget about old Garth Brooks. Who? I've listened to your tape 100 times, boy, I'm here to tell you, you're one of a kind in law. My career was hanging on every word he said. Of all the stars I've signed, you're the best, and I'd bet my life on your success. If I'm wrong, may lightning strike me dead. Then from a clear blue sky and out of nowhere came a lightning bolt, struck him right in his chair, and the words I've been longing to hear were the last he spoke. Then came the moment I'll never forget. Standing there looking at that Armani charcoal briquette, he said, sign right here. And then he croaked. Poor fella. Well, I finally got me a record deal. Make sexy videos right back here. And it won't be long before I sell a million. There'll be no more living off the lonely since I signed me a deal at Sony. And even got me a bus like little Billy Gilman. That's right, I can even sing like Billy Gilman.
said, guess it doesn't matter. Guess it doesn't matter anymore. You're gonna go to the record store. You're gonna give them all your money. Radio plays what they want you to hear. Tell me it's cool. I just don't believe it. Sell out with me, oh yeah. Sell out with me tonight. The record company's only give me lots of money and everything's gonna be alright. And everything's gonna be
yeah. Purpo Records, the people who brought you the hits of the 50s and 60s and the hits of the 70s and 80s, present the most unique collection of hits yet. Yes, it's the Hits of the Future, featuring all kinds of great hits from the 22nd century. You get the Frigatrons.
Zeitlor is our leader. Zeitlor is all-knowing. Zeitlor is our leader.
Who won't be able to forget the Calbo 7?
Zeitlor is our leader. Zeitlor is all-knowing. Zeitlor is our leader.
And, of course, the Irish Rovers.
And I said thank you, Zeitlor, for keeping us alive through artificial means.
The Hits of the Future, available only from Buerpo Records. Get yours tomorrow.
Curfew in Sector 17.
Remember that great song? Well, now you can get that immortal classic and 11 other blasts from the past on Buerpo Records' hot new album, Golden Memories of Experimental Forays into Atonal Musical Compositions. Take a walk down memory lane with this wonderful collection of songs from days gone by. You get the Algerson Project's Treatise on Chromatic Disintegration. Yes, it's an album that will bring you back to a time of surf, sun, and dissonant melodic instrumentation. Reminisce while listening to Eli Furstenberg's classic Random Composition for Treated Guitar and German Shepherd. And what record of this magnitude would be complete without...
Tie a yellow ribbon around the old oak tree. Tie a yellow ribbon around the old oak tree.
So order your copy of Buerpo Records' Golden Memories of Experimental Forays into Atonal Musical Compositions today. Save COD charges by telling the postman that you don't have any money and could he please come back next week and then move.
Yes, if you still want me, if you still want me, if you still want me.
They call it rock. walked into a tavern. It was cheap and small, with an ancient silent jukebox that leaned against the wall. A girl stood near the jukebox with sad and hurting eyes. When I asked if she was lonely, she replied, "Drop some silver in the jukebox and I'll dance with you. Though there's other guys around here much handsomer than you, but you seem like a good guy, so I'll give you first chance. Drop some silver in the jukebox and we'll dance." So I fed the silent jukebox just to dance with her, and she played the longest, saddest songs that I'd ever heard. Then I asked her if she'd join me for a drink or two or three, and she threw that same old message back to me. Drop some silver in the jukebox and I'll drink your wine, and listen to that case of blues that you got on your mind. For your heart's either broken or badly bent, I think. Drop some silver in the jukebox and we'll drink. So we talked and danced and drank right up till closing time. And when we walked out from the tavern, why, I had spent my last thin dime. So I asked her if she'd care to hear a little music up at my place. And she shoved that same old message in my face. Drop some silver in the jukebox and I'll drink your wine, and listen to that case of blues that you got on your mind. Your heart's either broken or badly bent, I think. Drop some silver in the jukebox and we'll drink. Drop some silver in the jukebox and we'll drink.
The Edison Museum, performed by They Might Be Giants, Nicholas Hill vocal. Made at Edison Laboratories.
The Edison Museum, not open to the public. It haunted towers rise into the clouds above it. Folks drive in from out of town to gaze in amazement when they see it. Just outside the gate, I looked into the courtyard. Underneath the gathering thunderstorm, through the iron bars, I see the Black Mariah revolving slowly on its platform. In the topmost tower, a light burns dim, a coiling filament glowing within. The Edison Museum, once a bustling factory, today is but a darkened cobweb-covered hive of industry, the smallest, widest, and most famous haunted mansion in Jersey. Behind a wooden door, the voice of Thomas Salva recites a poem on a phonograph. Ghosts float up the stair like silent moving pictures, the loyal phantoms of his in-house town. The wondrous place it is, there can be no doubt, but no one ever goes in, and no one ever goes out. The Edison Museum, not open to flowers rise into the clouds above it.
Just mad about him. His voice I adore. If I had his record, I'd love him much more. But when I go in the shop and I think, is it Strongbot Pimplewick? Strongbot Pumpernickel? Ingolstadt Hamperdick? Oh, sweet lovely.
Yeah.
right, I know this is too late for Record Store Day, but you know, I don't think too clearly these days, okay? I'm 73 years old. Give me a freaking break, okay? Anyway, speaking of give me a break, this was R. Stevie Moore up top, and that was Records. I love R. Stevie Moore. He's like my brother from a different species or something. Brooke Benton, hit record. He had a hit record with that, by the way. Record deal from Cletus T. Judd. We're still waiting to hear the legal ramifications of that. We heard Sellout from Real Big Fish. Wilco covering Nick Lowe. I love my label. The Hits of the Future and Atonal Music, both from the Vestibules. Don't blame me. It's just, that's what they were, and they were just perfect for the evening. Resistance, covering Nick Lowe again. They called it Rock. Joe South, that was the Jukebox. We heard from the Flirts, Jukebox, comma, or parentheses, don't put another dime. That's it. The Flirts, okay. Drop Some Silver in the Jukebox was Dick Curlis, from Fort Fairfield, Maine, which is way north of where I am, and it's up by Caribou, and it's on the Canadian border. That's all I could find out. But he's a relic, and he's, of course, long gone, so I can say anything I want about him, but I like him, so there you go. The Edison Museum, that was They Might Be Giants, featuring the vocal talents of Nick Hill. That was recorded through a, what are they, megaphones or something, into a cylinder. I was there. I saw it. I swear, really, I did. Put me under oath. I don't care. We heard from Joan Sims, and that was Carry On. No. We heard from Joan Sims. That was Sweet Lovely What's-His-Name. I thought that was kind of funny. She was one of the Carry On group, and this is from 1967. God Save the 45s. Hats off, please. Stand at attention. That was Tears from who knows when. All right. So, really, I'm telling you, we came in on fumes tonight, but I got a few more for you. A couple of B-sides for you, as well as another word from our inevitable sponsor. Please come back next week, because it's going to be my 700th show. What's he going to do? You're going to have to tune in and find out, and I'll bet it's worth it. Better than tonight's show, okay? So enjoy, and I'll see you next week.
Hey, man, what's up?
Oh, yeah, man, I got it, man. Just a minute, man.
Hey, man! What the?
Just a minute, man. It's cool, man. I'll get it, man.
The Zenith 2G tone arm and free-floating cartridge outperforms any other tone arm in automatic record changers. You get 100% greater stereo separation, 100% more compliance, and the truest frequency response. Zenith custom makes this cartridge and tone arm, unlike many of our competitors who use ready-made cartridges, cartridges out of a catalog. We also make our own stereo professional record changers, our own handcrafted amplifiers, AM/FM stereo FM tuners, and special performance speaker systems. Matched and balanced Zenith components, quality components, working together and housed in genuine wood cabinets for the finest in stereophonic high-fidelity sound reproduction. Zenith Performance is faithful to the original sound. Zenith Performance ensures fidelity in the first and the most important place, where sound reproduction begins. The Zenith exclusive MicroTouch 2G tone arm with the free floating cartridge.
It's only a B-side.
Oh, that's right, yeah. Okay, I'll be done more.
Now you whip the record over, you're not sure what you will find.
Well, now's the time that you'll be made aware that we didn't spend much time on this. We didn't think you'd mind.
And if you do,
it's too late now,
and we don't care. It's another boring B-side, another load of tat.
It has no redeeming features, and we're really proud of that.
You're listening to the product of considerable neglect.
But for a lousy £1.80, tell me, what did you expect?
It's another boring B-side. It's another boring B-side. It's another boring B-side. Very, 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 very boring. 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 Very, 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 very boring.
Probably won't again. So we'll be taking even less care from now on.
The singing might go off a bit,
and the words won't have to rhyme.
And there's no line here.
It's another boring B-side, another load of tat.
It has no redeeming features,
and we're proud of that.
If the A-side makes a hit, then we don't care if this is missed.
'Cause the sooner that we finish it, the sooner we get home.
It's another boring B-side. It's another boring B-side. It's another boring B-side. Very, 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 very boring. 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 Very, very.
That's it, fellas. 3 minutes. We got it. You guys are great.
Oh, shit, I'm getting into that.
That's it. I've got to
Very, very, very,
no,
very.
Rusty, that's it.
It's finished.
We've got 3 minutes. That's it. We've
got to stop.
Yeah, it's all we need.
Yeah, it's finished. It's fading it now.
What, can't we bring it back up a bit?
No, once it starts fading, it continues fading.
What, it's like a plane, is it?
Yeah, it's
still like a plane. Can you crash a fade?
No, not really. No, but it is. It's like it in other ways.
It was a lot of knobs and controls. It looked like a plane.
Do you want to come to my house, Phil?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, can I come?
Oh, Rusty, you stay here and do some more verries.
Yeah,
very,
very, very, very, very, very boring. Very, 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 very boring. Very, 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 very boring. Very, very, very.
Yes, well, now you've bought it, we might as well break the bad news. There's nothing on this side at all. Just nothing at all. It's no good you hanging on. I mean, there's nothing on this side, only me, and I'm not going to say anything. You might as well go. Well, look, you see, I've got to stay. I've booked this studio for an hour, and I've got to get the value. And if I could go, I'd go. And you've got the chance. It just takes nerve, that's all, I suppose. Just nerve. In a little time. I'll tell you what, I could... I could let you have the silence with the... Vita tin or something. How's that sound for you? Yes, well, I mean... you won't feel too much of a twit. I mean, you'll know that there is somebody still in the studio. Well, that's a different sound. That's the bottom of the tin I found here. That's a different sound altogether. I must admit, time goes slowly, doesn't it? Silence always goes slowly. You, I suppose you could try it at 78, but it wouldn't sound any louder. I'll tell you what, I'll show you how big this studio is. I'll go over there and shout from the wall. See, over here.
Over here. It's a small studio. It's got a sort of a yellowish wall. You'll just have to believe me. I mean, it's yellow. Right over here, just about 20 feet away. Yes.
Am I still under time in the studio? He says, yes, I've still got to keep going. Right. You about the two boiled eggs and were being boiled in a pot, and one said to the other, I don't like being boiled alive, and the other one said, wait till you get out of here, they bash your head in. Coming up the charts from 48,000 to 328 is the Nothing record, the only record with two B-sides. Besides a garden wall. These songs come to me all the time, you know.
Yeah, what are you doing in here?
Hey?
Get out of here.
Wait a minute, madam. I'm still using the studio.
You get out of here.
I'm sorry, dear.
Get out of here.
All right.
Don't tell me you're still here. If you are, say after me, I am a twit. What are you? That's meta. Well, I'm off.